Yes, Selma?
Who's asking?
Yes, hi, ma'am. My name is Richard. I'm calling you from I'm calling you from Arizona Opinion Service. And I'm not selling anything, ma'am. I'm conducting a voluntary opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues that are facing your community and the nation. Can you please help me out with a couple minutes of your time?
Sure. I only have just a few minutes, so if it's quick, sure.
Okay. And I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for president?
I will be voting, yes.
Definitely vote? Probably vote? 50-50?
Definitely.
Okay. And in the 2020 presidential elections, did you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, or someone else?
Joe Biden.
Joe Biden, okay. And just to be sure that we're representing everybody, and may I ask you your race?
Caucasian.
Okay. And what is your age of insurance over the age of 18, ma'am?
Sorry, one more time?
What is your age?
26.
Okay, thank you. And thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, progressive, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
Somewhat liberal.
Thank you. And thinking about the direction that the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
That is a complicated question. I guess whatever the dissatisfied, is that what you said? Like the second to last or third to last option?
Yeah, I have very satisfied, just satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied.
Go with dissatisfied, I suppose.
Okay. And I'm going to read you a list of the different issues and concerns some people say they want the president and the Congress most focused on.
Sure.
For each, I want you to rate on a scale from 0 to 10 how important of an issue it is for you to have them focus on. Use a 10 if it is the most important, a 5 if it is somewhat important, and a 0 if it's not important at all. You can use any number from 0 to 10. First up is making college more affordable. How do you feel about that?
8.
8. Thank you. Improving kindergarten through 12th grade education.
8.
Banning tobacco products for adults.
1.
Okay. Protecting voting rights and democracy.
10.
Lowering the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs.
10.
Thank you. And do you approve or disapprove of the way that Joe Biden is doing his job as president?
Once again, a complicated question. I guess if I had to choose, I would choose disapprove.
Strongly disapprove, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
I would say somewhat.
Okay. And I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100. Now, which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, and 0 means that you're very cold and unfavorable. A 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. Joe Biden.
50.
Republicans in Congress.
0.
Okay. And the Food and Drug Administration, or FDA.
Probably a 50 as well.
Okay, thank you. And now I want to read you a list of priorities that you think the Food and Drug Administration or FDA should be focused on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale from 0 to 10 how important that issue is for the FDA to be focused on. You say 10 if it is the most important, a 5 if it is somewhat important, a 0 if it is unimportant at all.
Mm-hmm.
Preventing underage tobacco use.
7.
Banning different tobacco products for adults.
2.
Removing illegal e-vapor products from the market.
2.
Reducing opioid abuse and addiction, including fentanyl.
5.
Okay. And it is already illegal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21. Considering this, do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of cigarettes unless they obtain contain virtually no nicotine to adults 21 and over?
Do I support a ban or no?
Yes. Do you support or you support or oppose
a ban on nicotine over 21? I guess I would oppose that.
Somewhat oppose or strongly oppose?
I'd say somewhat oppose.
Okay. And do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of menthol cigarettes and flavored cigars to adults 21 and over?
Somewhat oppose.
Somewhat oppose. Okay. All right. And regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older brings more benefit or more harm to your own community?
I think more harm. People are going to get them anyway. Might as well make it legal.
Okay. Somewhat more harm or much more harm, ma'am?
I'd say somewhat more harm.
Okay. And regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older should be the top priority for the federal government, or are there other issues more important right now?
Other issues more important.
Okay. And when it comes to tobacco use, which do you feel is a better approach for the government to focus its efforts on? One, harm reduction. It's an approach that focuses on reducing harm from tobacco through cessation support, abstinence and prevention education, and helping adult smokers who can't or won't quit cigarettes switch to less harmful smoke-free tobacco products. Or prohibition, an approach that focuses on ending all tobacco use by banning products or flavors, requiring the removal of nicotine or imposing high taxes to make tobacco products cost prohibitive. Which one do you...
Harm reduction.
Harm reduction. Thank you. Okay, and I'd like to read you some of the things some people say could come to pass if the federal governments were to ban menthol cigarettes, flavored cigars, and virtually all other traditional cigarettes on the market today. For each one, please tell me how concerned you are about the outcome. First one is more dangerous products flooding the market as illegal cigarettes enter the U.S. from overseas with no safety testing of any kind.
Yeah, I would be concerned about that, yes.
Very concerned? Somewhat concerned?
Very concerned.
What about the creation of black market for illegal cigarette sales with the associated crime and gang activity that comes from the black market sales?
Very concerned as well.
Okay. And an immediate loss of over $45 billion in tax revenue across the country that helps to fund government programs like Medicaid, Medicare, Social Security, and public education and tobacco control?
Somewhat concerned.
Okay. Now I'm going to read you some statements people have made about the potential ban of nicotine cigarettes by the federal government. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you strongly agree with the statement, a 5 means you somewhat agree with the statement, and a 0 you do not agree with the statement at all.
Mm-hmm.
Prohibition as a policy has never worked in America. It failed with alcohol, and it failed with marijuana. Prohibition doesn't prevent usage. Instead, it creates an underground black market that relies on smuggling operations by cartels and organized crime. These types of drug trades are linked to terrorist organizations and make our communities more dangerous. Banning these products will not stop people from using them. It would just simply put more people in jail and get more people killed. How do you feel about that statement?
I would strongly agree. You said on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being strongly agree.
That's correct. Okay.
Yes.
And America has a history of using unfair policies to increase the incarceration rate of black and brown people. The disparity between minority and white populations occurs because some police officers and legal officials use trivial laws, such as marijuana possession, to justify why these disadvantaged communities should be imprisoned. Banning these products will give authorities more power to put a larger target on minority communities where we might never return from. How do you feel about that one?
I would agree with that as well. A 9.
A 9? Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And last but not least, today's adult smokers come disproportionately from lower education and income groups and populations suffering from mental health conditions or other drug addictions. These bans will only serve to further persecute these people who will still be addicted to nicotine despite the prohibition, when we should instead be continuing to educate them on the dangers of smoking and helping them to move past their nicotine addiction through cessation support and harm reduction. How do you feel about that, man?
Can you repeat just the first part of that? Did you say it was more prevalent in lower-income communities?
Sure. It says today's adult smokers come disproportionately from lower education and income groups and populations suffering from mental health conditions or other drug addictions.
I would say a 7 then.
Okay. All right. We're almost done here, man. Thank you very much for helping me out.
Sometimes
over the course of a survey, people change their minds. Let me ask you again, if it's already legal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21, considering this, do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of menthol cigarettes and flavored cigars to adults 21 and over?
I would so oppose the ban.
Somewhat oppose? Strongly oppose?
Somewhat oppose, yep.
Okay, thank you. And do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of cigarettes unless they can turn virtually no nicotine to adults 21 and over?
Somewhat oppose as well.
Okay. And regardless of whether you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older brings more benefit or more harm to your community?
Banning would bring more harm, I believe.
Somewhat more harm or much more harm?
Somewhat more harm.
Okay. And would you be more or less willing to vote for candidates for federal office who support these bans on tobacco products for adults, or would it have no impact on your decision on who to vote for?
I wouldn't say it would have no impact. Probably isn't my first priority. I don't know. Is there like a sliding scale of the somewhat agree, somewhat disagree?
Yeah, it's a much more willing, somewhat less willing, much less willing, or have no impact at all.
I would say somewhat less willing to vote for them if they were to support a ban.
Okay. All right. And in the past 30 days, have you used any of these following products? Wine?
No.
Soda or any pop?
No, actually, I don't think so.
Okay. Heat, not burnt tobacco products?
No.
E-cigarette or e-vapor products?
No.
Any cigarettes?
No.
Coffee?
Yes.
Smokeless tobacco such as dip or chew?
No.
Liquor or spirits?
No.
Okay. Cigars?
No.
Beers?
Yes.
Okay. And oral nicotine pouches?
No.
No. And pipe tobacco?
No.
Okay. All right. Switching gears a little bit here, the last few questions are just for statistical purposes. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
I've completed an undergraduate degree. I'm currently in graduate school.
Okay. Awesome. And are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Single.
Okay. And do you have any children 18 years or age younger living your household?
No.
And which of the following best describes how you think of your current economic situation? Wealthy, upper middle class, working class, low income?
Working class, probably.
Okay. And are you or is any member of your household a member of a union or employee association?
Yes.
Yes, this applies to you or anybody in your household?
Member of the household.
Okay. And how would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, rural?
Urban.
And do you identify as a member of LGBTQ or plus community?
No.
Okay. This concludes our survey for today. Thank you very much for your participation, and you have a blessed evening.
Thanks so much. And what was the name of your organization again?
I'm sorry?
The name of your organization?
Oh, my name is Richard, and I'm calling from Arizona Opinion Service.
Okay, great. Thanks so much. You have a great rest of your night.
You too. Thank you.
Bye-bye.